Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Hi there, ho there, hey now, how the heck are you? It is Friday, the 30th of July, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our, wait for it, studios. Underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, yes, you heard me right, folks. We are live in the studio. We are back, baby. Oh, it's so exciting. I can't stand it. I can't keep this up. Oh, my goodness, this energy is just nuts. How you doing? Yeah, we're back. We are back in the studio. It's kind of empty here, and I think they shut the speaker off, so even the people that are here can't hear me, but you can hear me, and that's all that's really important. So it's just going to be it's going to be just kind of seat of the pants radio, I think, today. I got a few tunes to play for you. I got a couple of things to let you know about, but I'm just kind of, after 16 months, is it 16 months? It was the 13th of March, 2020, was the last time we broadcast from this room. So I am a little rusty. I'm just going to have to figure out where I am, what I'm doing, how it all works, and that kind of stuff. And we'll just take it from there. We'll see what happens.
Let's go!
Let's go indeed. Here's Madeline Reed.
Turn away.
so
from a cold, harsh wind outside. The nurses overdosed me on codeine. That's when I saw things I'd never seen. High flying on a magical ride, I heard the Beach Boys playing from the walls inside. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of content. The winter I lost all my confidence. My parents said, hey girl, you almost died. I had a doctor, I had Jesus on my side. They both said, girl, you're gonna be alright. Floating on down, my fever broke that night. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my innocence. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven.
house near on the coldest evening of the year. I saw the dogwoods fill up with snow, and I searched for my house blazed in yuletide glow. And that's how it was back in 77, the winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent, the winter of
Hey, I think we're making this work, actually. That was Noreen Braun and a song called Winter After Elvis Died. And then we heard AJ before that, and we started off with Madeline Reed. How am I sounding? I'm actually talking to you through my mask, my cloth protect you from my disease mask. We're doing that because we're still, you know, the studio is still a shared space. Let me go back a little bit. Let me explain to you where I am and what I'm doing. As you know, CITR studios are located in the Student Nest at the Point Grey campus of UBC on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan. And this building has been closed for the last 16 months, and we're finally allowed back in. I think Monday was the first day that broadcasters were starting to come in to the studio. And this is the first day for Dave Radio. And so, you know, we're in the main control room. We're working the board. We got the mics on and everything. But there's sanitizer everywhere. But I'm the only one in the station. I think there's one person in the spoken word office doing some work, but she hasn't really acknowledged me. She's got her back to the door, back to the window, so I haven't been bothering her. But basically, I'm here by myself, and there's nobody on before me. The show you heard at 11 was pre-recorded, Audrey will be on the air at 1 o'clock with Too Dreamy. She has also pre-recorded her show, just like I had been doing over the past. So I'm here all by myself, but I still need to wear a mask so I don't spread any virus onto the microphone, and then it gets sprayed back onto whoever follows me later on. Now, we could just, you know, wipe everything down, but this is very delicate electronics. And if we keep spraying stuff with sanitizer and randomly cleaning stuff a little too often, it can wreck the equipment. So we're being extra cautious. So that's why I sound a little masked, a little odd. But you know, it's still a better mic than my 635 at home. So hopefully that'll make up for it. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Oh, man. That was just a reflective pause, because I'm here and I'm just enjoying where I am, and I got nothing else to say. So I will stick to the script. Tuesday is the beginning of an event at Queen Elizabeth Park at 25th and Canby. It's called Gather. It's a co-production of New World Theatre and Pacific Theatre. It features new commission pieces for small in-person audiences from two storytellers, Shana Jones and Cameron Peel. The pieces represent an exploration of our raw, sometimes intimate relationship to nature. It'll be staged in Queen Elizabeth Park with a grassy stage, an audience bringing their own picnic style seating. While outdoor performance is new to Pacific Theater, New World's artistic director Chelsea Haberlin has a history of site-specific and experiential work. As a co-artistic and director and founder of It's a Zoo Productions, Chelsea has done stuff in forests, in parking lots. They did Killer Joe. They put a an actual trailer in the parking lot at the Italian Cultural Center and did the show there. Parking lots, zoos. In fact, they did a show in the zoo. That's why it's called It's a Zoo. They did Zoo Story. That was the very first show. It was Zoo Story, and they did it in the zoo. And that the rest is history. Anyway, Chelsea's a real expert at site specific work, and she's working in collaboration with Caitlin Williams, who is the artistic director of Pacific Theater, and they've actually worked together doing site specific at work as well when they were in school at UVic. So you got a lot of experience putting these kinds of shows together, and you know. This is a great time of year to go to Queen Elizabeth Park and see some really brilliant storytellers sharing their work. So this could be a lot of fun. It's a tech-free evening, sharing stories and music centered around our connection to nature. The two storytellers are Shayna Jones, who's an award-winning performance artist specializing in the traditional oral storytelling of African and Afro-diasporic folklore, and Cameron Peel is an emerging actor, director, and writer from the Nishka Nation who recently graduated from Studio 58. So you have an experienced professional and an up-and-comer what would you call it? New grad, anyway, sharing their work with us. It's happening on the 3rd to the 14th of August, which means it starts on Tuesday. It's at Queen Elizabeth Park. And you can go to pacifictheater.org to get all the information. And tickets are only $21, but if that cost is a barrier, Linnea at Pacific Theater has ways to help you out. So, we got through one. Let's see what this says.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Coming up, all rocky and open. feeling of running free. I travel way out west, cowboy a bit, maybe sail the seven seas. Always choosing the road less traveled in search of life's elusive mystery. Pursuing endless esoteric possibilities. No account to accused of wasting my time, fiddling my life away, funking up old drum blues. What other folks think, can't say, can't really change what's true for you. Just keep on keeping on. By our society, they sing no siren song that makes any sense to me. Position, power, possessions, the acquisition of property, proprietary ethics, I'll attempt for reality. Travel way out west, a cowboy a bit, maybe sail the seven seas. Always choosing the road less traveled in search of life's elusive mysteries. Pursuing endless esoteric possibilities. Heart and soul, those childhood dreams, they echo and call to me. I feel the sun on my face, I've got the wind at my back, and I'm running free, running free.
Something simple and complicated. Sometimes and I it feels so long. Light it up just to burn it down. Sometimes the day linger on and on. Light it up just to burn it down.
Enjoy my time. glad you're alive. So good that you're here. May you live long and well in freedom from fear. May your happy heart be dancing down a rainbow or swinging on a star. As in time you become who you are. So glad you were born. So good that you came. Sweet child of the darkness. Bright child of the flame. The spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
That is Mike Richter, a song called All the Best, and it comes from a compilation called 100 Block Rock. This is a collection of music from the downtown east side, musicians who live and work in around the 100 block of Hastings Street, right at Hastings in Maine in Vancouver. And there's a lovely write-up here on the Coalition of Peers Dismantling the Drug War website. It says, the 100 block of Hastings in Vancouver, B.C., the stolen and unceded territories of the Coast Salish people, is as maligned as it is celebrated, loved as it is hated, envied as it is reviled. Anyone that has seen it has an opinion on the area. Often it's a visceral reaction. The typical is a predictable black and white verdict on a neighborhood, a community that many at best refuse to understand and at worst vilify. It's an area that every politician, property owner, social worker, police officer has an opinion on, yet rarely do you hear the voices that come from within. 100 Block Rock features 11 tracks of mixed genre music, from folk to punk to pop to funk, and it's a platform for people to speak for themselves. We've already played, let me see, where's my list here? One, two, three, four songs from that album, and I defy you to pick them. I mean, I just identified Mike, but some of the other artists are AJ, Azul, Cryogenic Regeneration. Those are the artists that we played today. Lots of really great stuff. It's available on Bandcamp, and there's also a live stream record release party that you can find on YouTube from December of last year. But, you know, that one particular song, All the Best by Mike Richter, anytime I hear anybody who wants to say anything negative about the people that live and work in the downtown East Side, I just want to play them that song. Just listen to this. Something this beautiful can't come from something that you think is as ugly as you think it is. That's my rant for today. I'm going to keep going. Downtown, I don't know, I didn't plan on this, but it just really stirs me up. Downtown East Side is an important part of my life. I basically grew up there. I mean, we lived in Kitsilano, but my dad dad worked at Armstrong's funeral home, which is now the Chapel Arts by Oppenheimer Park. My mom was a retail clerk at Woodward's, right in the middle of the Downtown East Side, before it was called the Downtown East Side. My radio start was at Co-op Radio at Hastings and Carroll. So all three of us spent a lot of time in that area, and it means a lot. I still have friends who live there, there's a lot of important art, a lot of important cultural things, a lot of important political things, a lot of activism and stuff goes on in the Downtown East Side. It's a beautiful part of the city, and I welcome anyone that wants to celebrate what I consider. I mean, it's the heart of the city. They call it the Heart of the City Festival every year. It is the heart of the city. It's where the city started, and it deserves to be celebrated. So enough of that. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Pi Theatre is looking for three actors to portray three female characters aged from 20 to 80, and one male actor whose character range is 20 to 45. It's for a production of A Beautiful Man, which will be presented at the Cult Historic Stage in February and March. It's a play written by Governor General Award-winning author Aaron Shields, and Kelty Forsyth is directing. The roles are Sophie, Jennifer, Pam, and The Beautiful Man. If you're auditioning for the role of Beautiful Man, you are strongly encouraged, they strongly encourage submissions from actors with strong dance and or movement ability. The play is a satire of depictions of gender in the media and includes discussions of gender identity and sexual violence. If you're interested, send your submissions to Libby Willoughby, and that is info@pietheater.com, and make sure you put on the subject line submission-your-name-beautiful-man. Make sure you also include your headshot and resume in a single PDF. Deep Cove Stage Society is doing The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Noah Smith. That's going to be up in November at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater. The auditions are August 15th and 16th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater, which is 4360 Gallant Avenue in North Van, right in the heart of sunny Deep Cove. Now, the roles of Maid and Jekyll and Hyde have already been taken, but there's still plenty of juicy roles to go for. There's three male-identifying characters in their 30s and 40s, all who have upper-class English accents. There's two female roles. One is Helen, a female identifying in her early 20s to early 30s, and she can be any race or ethnicity, but speaks with a standard American accent. And Sybil, a female identifying in her 30s to 40s, who it can be any race or ethnicity, but speaks with a working-class British accent. Please only audition if you are fully vaccinated, as the rehearsals and performances will require close contact. COVID protocols, including mandatory mask use when not on stage and regularly health checks, will be in place during auditions, rehearsals, and production. And auditions are appointment only to ensure COVID safety. So send your headshot and resume to Tracy Labrosse, which is TracyLabrosse at gmail.com. Our friends at Fabulous Theatre, including the great Mary Little John, are producing All Together Now. This is a project of Music Theatre International. It's a review show that is being created as a global event to help theatres welcome audiences back to performance spaces. It will be an exciting lineup of songs from classic and contemporary Broadway shows. It's going to be happening in November, and the auditions are... they're taking auditions now via self-tape until midnight August 7th. They're hoping to cast five performers who can sing well and pick up staging and movement quickly. If your ability to move is limited, they will consider you. Just let them know that when you do send in your submission. And they encourage submissions from BIPOC, LGBTQIA+, and other marginalized communities. They are open to reimagined gender-bending material. So indicate if you are familiar with any of the songs from the show. You can get a list of the show from mtishows.com. And make sure that you include in your submission a song from the musical theater canon. And if you have a song from the list, use that. Also a short movement piece. And you can send all that to fabulousauditions@gmail.com. And make sure you put All Together Now submission and your name in the subject line. Sound the Alarm Music Theatre is doing Light Killed the Beast by Gary Mock. This is a workshop of a new work in its early stages, and they're looking for some great actors who like to delve into script exploration and the process of uncertainty. Oh, I like that. The process of uncertainty. It's happening at the Post 750 from the week of August 6th to 10th. Auditions are being accepted now online until the 1st of August. They are looking for, it looks like five characters. D is a female leaning teen to 20s. They're specifically looking for someone who is Chinese. Colin is a male leaning late teens to 20s. Lorna is a female leaning late teens to 20s, prefers someone of a Philippine heritage. There we go. Tommy is a female 30s to 40s, prefer a Chinese actor for that. And Basham is a male 30s to 40s. Any ethnicity is welcome. So submit your applications via the online form, which is soundthealarm.ca/call-for-artists. Royal Canadian Theatre Company is doing Bly's Spirit by Noel Coward. That's going to be happening in October at the Anvil Centre in New West and the Surrey Arts Centre in Surrey. They are accepting auditions now until the 7th of August. Please put a contemporary comedic monologue of no more than 2 minutes in your submission. And they are casting right now for the characters of Ruth, Elvira, Dr. Braidman, Mrs. Braidman, and Edith. The roles of Charles Condamine and Madame Arcati have already been cast. I bet I know who's playing Madame Arcati. Please note that all these characters are going to require professional level RP English accents. So get in there. Send in your submissions to auditions@rctheaterco.com. Mitch and Marie Productions are still holding auditions for the Canadian premiere of Snowflake by British playwright Mike Bartlett. That's running December 10th to 23rd at Studio 16, and they are requesting British accents for this one. Right now, there's two characters they're looking for. Natalie, a mid-20s black or mixed race woman, and in the text, Natalie talks about a Jamaican heritage. And Maya, who is in her early 20s, the daughter of Andy, a white middle-aged man she's estranged from, and in the text, Maya refers to her character being white. So please submit a photo and resume to info@mitchandmurrayproductions.com, and only performers selected for an audition will be contacted. Fraser Valley Stage is still holding auditions for Last of the Red Hot Lovers and Love Letters, and those things are going up in October at the Community Arts Edition in Abbotsford. Auditions are happening from the 4th to the 11th, and Last of the Red Hot Lovers needs one male and three females, and Love Letters is one male and one female, 55 plus. Auditions are going to be held in person with social distancing. And if you want more information, you can book, and to book an audition, you can email kathleen.mcwinney@telus.net. And the Metro Theater is holding auditions for The Odd Couple by Neil Simon. That's going to be up in October. Auditions are August 10th at Metro Theater in Marpole. And the usual characters, Felix, Oscar, Murray, Speed, Royd, Vinny, and the Pigeon Sisters. Lots of fun. I've done that play. Actually, I did the female version. I played the male Pigeon Sister back about, oh my goodness, 25 years ago. It's anyway, The Odd Couple is one of those classics. It's a lot of fun, and you can really have a lot of fun with the characters. Auditions will be cold read from the script, and if you want to take a peek at the script or the audition breakdown, you can download some sides, all that stuff at the Metro Theater website, metrotheater.com/auditions. They encourage submissions from artists with a broad range of backgrounds, including but not limited to race, ethnicity, indigeneity, gender, and sexuality. And they encourage anyone to audition for any role, and they'll be casting who they think is best. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice you'd like read on the air, you can email at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Well, that's our show. We did it. We survived an hour in the studio. Maybe we'll do this again next week. Maybe I'll just go back to doing it from home. I don't know yet. We'll see how I feel. It was fun, though. It's great to be back here. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Madeline Reed, AJ, Noreen Braun, Frazee Ford, Azul, Born on a Wednesday, Cryogenic Regeneration, and Mike Richter. Theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings, although there's more happenings than not happenings these days, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And remember to listen to The Arts Report. It's on CITR. That's what you're listening to right now every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments in the past, you can search on our podcast archive at citr.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Two Drimmy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.